You're watching Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media, all of our platforms. I'm Mike Morales, everywhere here in San Antonio. That young man out there is...
Dave Dinius, I'm in Reno, Nevada.
And Dave, let me introduce you to my sleeping cat, Añejo. You could probably see him back
there. Yeah, I see him.
Yeah. He's a big cat, but, you know, he's had enough of the cascanes, which is what we're having tonight.
Yes, cascanes.
Cascanes. Now,
the reposado this time.
Right. Now, let's explain. On the website, there's a number 9 Blanco, which is the huge award winner. It's like 4 gold medals, 4 double golds.
100 proof.
Right. This is the reposado.
Number 7.
This is the number 7 formula. That's what we're assuming this is, the number seven try, I guess.
And what their website says is that's also the 80 proof.
Right. So this is at 80 proof, not 100 proof.
Not 100 proof.
There's minimal information on the website and even more minimal information on the label. What do you remember them telling us at the show? Because if you ever go to those shows, they're crowded with people and everybody's yelling over the noise, and so you're not sure what you're listening to. How long did they say this was rested? Do we even know?
I think, if I remember right, about 9 months.
All right, we're not sure what it's rested in. The website is very minimal information. There's minimal info on the. On POS, there's no point of sale material that we know of. The label doesn't really even tell us. So we'll go with what the laws say. First of all, this is a hand-blown bottle.
It is very hand-blown.
We raved about the Blanco, but take a look at the color. Now, this glass might be green-tinged, so we're not going to know for sure until we pour it. We don't know what kind of barrels that they're aged in. I'm going to assume, and you know, assumptions may get us in trouble, but I'm going to assume it's used whiskey barrels or bourbon barrels.
Could be, or could be virgin. Who knows?
We're not sure. It looks very dark.
But not overly dark. A little darker than most reposados, though.
Right, and you said, Dave, that this is they're actually coming out with a newer bottle with a shorter neck. So that the fill line, so it doesn't look like there's a whole too much.
It's actually just a little thinner.
Okay, all right.
And it doesn't quite have the hand hammered look to it as much.
Okay. There's not even a button explaining to us on the website of the reposados, so you can't really literally. The only information we get is from the Blanco, which I'm assuming is the base of this. However, this is an 80 proof reposado.
It is. Now we're sipping on batch number 2 here.
Yeah, I got bottle number 18.
Don't know if it's bottle number because I think they all got it 18.
Oh, okay. All right.
The other bottle that I had was batch 9.
Okay.
That's why two different
formulas, two different iterations.
Yeah, we're making sure we're sipping the right.
Yeah, we want to make sure we got the same ones, and I hopefully will get the other 2 iterations that you have, and we can continue with this beautiful line. So
yes.
Far, the Blanco just knocked our socks off. So
it was awesome.
I'm going to use my Glencairn on this one. And
use my Jarrito, my Stasso Jarrito.
Oops, you know,
that's a big pour.
The color is pretty consistent. So the bottle is not... the color of the bottle does not influence the color that you see.
Look at them. Legs just forming on there.
It's beautiful. They tell us, Dave. They tell us. Oh, look at the legs and tears on that.
Yes,
that's just beautiful.
It is.
It's like a crown. It's not even like it's not even a pearl necklace. It's like a crown. It's beautiful. Dave, mm-hmm. they tell us, what do they tell us on the website about the fermentation is natural yeast, right?
Natural yeast, yes. Cooked in autoclave, roller milled, crushed, open air fermentation with natural yeasts.
Yeah, if they use anything, it would probably be, you know, yeast from cultures from their own plants.
Yes.
The batches are really, really small. By the way, that's beautiful, man. That my first whiff was fruit. It wasn't wood and it wasn't spiciness. It was
right.
It was the fruit again.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Wow. It's really delightful. Now I'm getting the second pass. I'm getting a little bit of the caramel undertones. Maybe a little bit of honey.
Still not much oak on it, though.
No. Surprisingly, I don't know what they're doing, how it's a... the distillation is alembic. Is that correct, Dave? Did they say that?
Yeah. The alembic still.
Okay, so...
Natural spring water, artisanal water.
Right, so it's either rainwater or snow that...
Yes.
That comes up as a... It goes into an aquifer, apparently. That's what it is. I'm gonna assume that the alembic distillation is copper. I think. I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
And it's not telling us. I mean, again, our information is very minimal. And it's not because they're keeping it secret. It's just, you know, there are now people like us who are asking these questions. And oh, my God. This is still agave forward.
It is.
I'm really surprised that I'm, as dark as it is, I'm not getting so much wood as I'm getting.
Yeah. I'm not getting any oak, really.
No.
If it's there, it's... Very light.
Very light. Just the undertones of caramel. Very, very light. But on your first pass, you're going to get fruit. You get the agave fruit. Mm. Okay, let's...
Holland's just nailing this on with his nose, man.
This is witchcraft, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is a curandero, man. Wow.
Well, shall we dive in?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready if you are.
Yeah, let's go. It's, wow.
It's the same.
Wow.
It's the same. It goes in peppery.
Mm-hmm.
Coats the palate in. Now mid palate, I'm getting more wood. Did you get more wood on the mid palate?
Yeah, a little bit more in there. Okay, there's the warm and fuzzy. Right. Took a little slower to get there.
Yep. The finish to me, the Blanco to me finished sweet. And again, we're giving you these encapsulated, versions where just to keep your attention. But guys, we want you to, you know. We want you folks to delve into it as well. I mean, we could go on and on, and I know that Rick and I have gone on and on some tequilas. But
this had a little dryness to it, though, kind of like a little bit of a tannin type of.
So dryness. Could we say that this might be a bourbon whiskey barrel as opposed to just Tennessee whiskey?
I don't know. I wish I could remember.
Well, yeah. Colin, if anybody's met him, you understand that the man is constantly changing up the recipe. And mm-hmm. he has a picture. I kid you not. He has a picture on a table. And this is beautiful. It should be a coffee table book. It's just gorgeous. he has pictures of how many different batches he's got. He's got the jars of like 9 different batches, right? Of the different flavor profiles lined up on this oak wood table or something, and they're each of them is representative of one of these,
right?
And they're, it's like he can't decide which one is more perfect, you know. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of these are released later on as separate numbers and separate batch numbers.
Could be. It's kind of like everybody chasing Lot 42 on Fortaleza.
Fortaleza, yeah. This could be the second coming of Fortaleza.
Yeah.
You know, and this without a Taona. This is Shredder and Roller Mill. So,
yep.
See, down further, as we get further into my Glencairn, I'm getting more of the wood and the spiciness. But
yeah.
But it's minimal. It takes a back seat to the fruit.
That second taste that I took, it tasted a touch more sweeter than the first one, so it's mellowing a little bit in the glass here.
It's opening up, yeah. My gosh. It's spiciness. Now I'm getting the underlying spiciness and the sweetness from the barrel, but I'm still not getting that overpowering wood.
No,
I'm not getting like tobacco or chocolate or nuts. Getting none of that.
No, it's just a nice agave.
It's at first pass. This Reposado is very agave forward.
Yes,
and yet it has the color and beauty of a nicely aged, rich Reposado.
Yes.
And if you know these folks, Colin Edwards and Chris Edwards, the brothers, they are not using any additives. This is just all barrel and Colin's nose and his head.
Yep.
Sounds a lot like a person that we know.
Let's see. What is it? Felipe?
What's his last name?
Yeah.
That's with a C. It's very similar. Yeah, very similar to Cascanes. Anyway, this is a glorious nose, ladies and gentlemen. It is very different.
Wow.
It doesn't have the tanginess that you would compare with a G4 or a Pasote. It's really different. It's like on this side of the spectrum.
Now, I just got a little bit of wood in that little sip there. So as I've tasted it more and more, different flavors are kind of popping out and coming to the forefront.
It's a spicy sweetness. Spiciness as in baking spices.
And not sweet like artificial sweetener.
No.
It's the agave sweetness.
Yeah, it really... And whatever sweetness, you know, the barrel may be imparting.
Yes.
But, wow. Now, you did a price search while we were off camera. What are we looking at for just the Blanco?
The Blanco was $89.
And where is it available right now?
Who was that? That was...
Bar or something?
Reserve Bar.
.com. I'm not sure if the Reposado is even available. Like, again, we have very minimal information.
It is showing there.
It is showing. Oh, there you go. So what's the price point on that? Same?
$99.
You know what, folks? It's worth it. And we don't say that very often on Sipping Off the Cuff, but literally this is probably it's gonna knock your socks off. But I wouldn't mix it. I wouldn't put it in a cocktail.
Oh, no. No way.
No way.
No
You're
way.
Not gonna need it. And honestly, I wouldn't even ice this one.
No.
I wouldn't serve it like a scotch. You don't need to. Serve it at room temp. And get yourself a nice glass. I would say, since I like to pair things, I would say you could probably pair this with a
cigar.
A cigar. A meal. A meal, I would go more with food than with a cigar because there are, I have not detected in this sample that I have any tobacco or cocoa, anything that would complement a cigar. You'd have to find a lighter cigar. You can do it.
I learned something.
Well, you know, you can do it, with a lighter cigar, and we did in Monterey. We wound up finding a cigar purveyor with cigars from Costa Rica, which is new for me because I don't. The last time I had Costa Rican cigars, which was a long time ago, I wasn't impressed because. The Costa Rica tobacco industry was really in its infancy. They were way too bland for my taste. But the ones that we ran across in Monterey, maybe from what I was told there, the industry has improved itself. And so maybe it would be a really good cigar to pair with Cascanes No. 7 Reposado. That is our take on Cascanes Reposado, ladies and gentlemen.
Shall we do the little spoiler alert?
Yes, do it.
Do it?
Do it. Show people.
Añejo.
There's an añejo that I don't have a bottle of. I will be hopefully getting a sample of the añejo.
When I got this one, they said they brought three. We drank two of them in Monterey.
You dog. At that time, I was gone. We had been there for a long time, so we had to bail.
That was in the VIP area, so.
Yes, I will be hopefully getting a sample of that one. And you have one other sample also, correct?
I do have a different batch of the Reposado.
Okay, when those batches are available to me, those iterations, we will continue with the Cascanes saga.
But yes, we will.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, we don't do this very often. We will say that Cascanes is worth every penny, and the presentation is beautiful. If you're looking for a nice tequila to ring in the new year, why not? Of course, by the time you see this, it will have been 2019.
Maybe Valentine's Day.
Hey, maybe Valentine's Day. Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.
Fourth of July.
Chinese New Year is year of the boar, which is actually my zodiac sign. So I would go out and get one of these for me.
I would too. And I'm sure as they get more legs under them and get more sales going, bigger distribution, that price will come down. So right now it's very limited. We're talking 600 bottles of the Reposado.
So, you know what? Get yourself a bottle of limited. This is truly limited edition artisanal stuff. And really, you'd be supporting a great family, a bunch of great guys. Again, watch our interview. Go to our Facebook page. Check out the Cascanes, the group there. We interviewed them while we were at Mammoth.
Yep.
You've got some pictures of there. From the previous year as well.
Yep.
So check out Dave's piece on that also. You can find a lot of information on our website. And we'll keep an eye on them for you as well.
Going to nominate it?
Yeah. We need to. We need to because it's what's not to love, man?
It's amazing. It's an amazing juice.
If we do any more of these, for instance, if the other iterations and batch numbers are nominated, we will make those distinctions as well, so that there's no confusion coming, next year on our ballot.
Right.
But for the 2019 Brands of Promise, this is nominated in the Reposado category. Geez, ladies and gentlemen, go get yourself some. That's our take on Cascanes. I am Mike Morales here in San Antonio. That gentleman out there is.
I'm Dave Dinius, and I'm in Reno, Nevada.
Please, whatever you do, follow us on all of our platforms.
Subscribe
if you're watching us on YouTube. Watch for us. Follow us on our Facebook. Anywhere where you're at, we're going to be there. I promise.
Yep.
Whatever you do, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.